The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Wednesday afternoon. Thank you for joining me. Telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, the news does not get any better for the Mount Carmel Hospital System. A couple of days ago, it was discovered that seven Legionnaires' disease patients had been found at the brand new Grove City Hospital. That number has now increased to 10, and one person has died. The Franklin County Public Health Department released the information late yesterday. Six women, four men have been diagnosed with Legionnaires' disease, and one person has died. The exposure date ranges from April 27th to May 24th. So I guess the good news is there haven't been any diagnosis since May 24th. They have gone through extensive measures to purify their water system, their ice system, etc. But again, just a couple of days ago, it was seven. Now they have confirmed 10 cases of Legionnaires' disease at the brand new Mount Carmel Hospital in Grove City. The hospital is in the news again today, however. Dr. William Heusel, the doctor that had been at the hospital downtown for quite some time, voluntarily surrendered to authorities in Franklin County today, and he was charged with 25 deaths. This is following a six-month investigation by the Franklin County Prosecutor's Office. Quote, the patient deaths exposed a stunning case of medical oversight and alleged medical malpractice, called into question how repeated failures potentially involving 30 or more employees could have gone unchecked for so long. Many people, yours truly included, wondered why charges had not been filed. Well, they have been filed today. Columbus Division of Police Chief Thomas Quinlan said, this breach of a doctor's oath is vile. And that begins the process of holding the accused criminal responsible. Dr. Heusel's attorney has responded. He said, this is Richard Blake, this is not a murder case. I can assure you there was never any attempt to euthanize anyone by Dr. Heusel. At no time did he ever have the intent to euthanize anyone. Well, I don't know, innocent until proven guilty, but we know it has been verified that in these 25 cases, extremely lethal doses of painkillers were given when it was not necessary. His bond has been set at $1 million during the arraignment this afternoon. Dr. Heusel faces 15 years to life in prison for every count, and he has been indicted on 15 individual counts. Prosecutor O'Brien said the doses ordered by the doctor in the 25 deaths, quote, could not support any legitimate medical purpose. And, of course, he's not the only one. Nurses and pharmacists evidently were complicit, and I am assuming, although I don't know this firsthand, but I am assuming that some of those nurses and some of the pharmacists will be indicted as well. He ordered the medication, but I don't believe he actually administered the medication. That was the nurses, and, of course, the pharmacists were the ones that, well, anyway, this is going to go on for a long, long, long time. And in relation to that, Mount Carmel has settled. This was yesterday. They have settled another case with one of the families. The family of a 2017 patient, the family of Thelma Kier, had filed a wrongful death suit against Heusel, Mount Carmel Health System, Trinity Health Corporation, and two hospital employees, and they have settled out of court. According to Franklin County Court records, Kier died 14 minutes after Dr. Heusel directed a dose of 400 micrograms of fentanyl. The lawsuit indicates the dosage was deemed fatal, causing Kier to become unconscious for a brief remainder of her life. Court records show that the family has settled for $700,000. The family's attorney received $139,000, and Kier's three daughters would each receive the remainder of the money. So if I did my math correctly, the attorney is going to receive $139,000. Each of the three daughters will receive $187,000. So again, I want to be careful. I want to be cautious because attorneys work hard. I don't want to diminish that. But once again, it looks like the attorney is going to get just about as much money as those that lost, in this case, their mother. But they have decided to settle for $700,000. The case just continues. There's no indication when Dr. Heusel will go to trial. From everything we read, it seems very open and shut, but we don't know. We have no idea what kind of defense the former doctor, what his defense team will decide in putting forth a defense. So, again, this is going to go on for a long time. I think the third or fourth family that has decided to settle out of court. Now, this was $700,000. I am amazed at how little. I know $700,000 is a lot of money, but we're talking about the death of a loved one. When all of this began blowing up, I assumed that every family would get $2, $3, $4, maybe $5 million. I mean, how do you put a price on a person's life? So, hey, I am anything but an expert. I'm not an attorney. Don't pretend to be one. But just completely as a layman and as an outsider, I'm just personally surprised and I would say even shocked, number one, that these families are settling without going to court, and number two, that they're settling for amounts of money much smaller than what I anticipated. But hey, what do I know? All right, we need to take our first break. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE. When we come back, the bizarre priorities of the legislature in New York. I mean, this is bizarre. This is beyond bizarre. We'll deal with that when we return. You're listening to Bob Burney Live.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I'm not telling you anything you don't know. We are living in an upside-down, inside-out world where up is down, down is up, left is right, right is left, right is wrong, wrong is right. I mean, we are. It is a crazy world, and our priorities are totally bizarre. Just look at the state of New York. Most of you know that New York passed one of the most liberal abortion laws ever in the history of America. In the state of New York, you can abort a human baby clear up to the delivery date. You know, the due date. Okay, the due date for the baby is July 21st. In New York, for basically any reason, a woman, a mother, can kill her unborn baby clear up until the July 21st, the due date. It's radical. It is more than liberal. It is more than progressive. And I think for most of us, it is repulsive. It is a complete repudiation of the value of life. This is a baby. You know, it used to be, well, viable. Well, you can't abort after the baby is viable. In other words, after it could survive outside of the womb. That's no longer an argument with the abortion people today. It doesn't make any difference. Hey, on the due date, obviously, a baby is viable. So in New York, one of the most liberal abortion laws in American history, this past January. Well, New York lawmakers passed a bill yesterday. Now remember, this is New York, where babies can be killed clear up until the day of delivery. New York lawmakers passed a bill yesterday that would ban cat declawing. Has been passed by both houses. Now it goes to Governor Andrew Cuomo for approval, and every indication is he will sign it into law. So get this. Now, we can debate whether a cat should be declawed or not. We have had a bunch of cats through the years, a bunch of them. I mean, Joy and I have been married 49 years. We've always had cats. Most of them have been declawed. And it was a little bit of discomfort for a few days, just a few days. And we think that through the years it benefited the cat, and it certainly benefited us. For basically the first time, the current cat that we have, we chose not to declaw. And we wish we would have. We've had a lot of furniture destroyed. Well, anyway, we can debate all day long whether you should, whether it's humane or not, you know, whether, okay. But here's the bottom line. The state of New York, the legislature in New York, is deeply, deeply, deeply concerned about the physical suffering of a kitten. Okay, that's fine. Hey, I care about cats. I'm a cat lover. That's okay. I don't mind. And if the state of New York back in January had said, you know what, we care about human babies, we're going to pass a law that as soon as a heartbeat is detected, we're not going to allow abortion. because we care about human beings. We care about human babies. If the state of New York had done that and said, we want the entire world to know we care about babies, I would look at this legislation in New York and say, okay, I don't know whether I agree with it or not. But since they care so much about human babies, I'm glad they also care about cats. But because they demonstrated to the entire world they don't care about human babies, I have a real problem with outlawing declawing. Violators of the law would face civil punishment, including a fine of up to $1,000. If Governor Cuomo signs the bill, the Empire State would become the first in the nation to outlaw the procedure. Several U.S. cities, Los Angeles, Denver, San Francisco. What do they all have in common? Left, Democrat, Los Angeles, Denver, San Francisco. So Los Angeles and San Francisco has a horrible homeless problem, a horrible sanitation problem, but they take care of their kitty cats. Oh. Assemblywoman Linda Rosenthal, Democrat from New York, said, quote, cat declawing is a horrific yet often practiced surgery that leads to a lifetime of pain and discomfort for thousands of cats. All right, now, I don't know whether they have pain. The cats that we have had declawed, they bandage it up. They walk around on the bandage for a few days. The ones we've had declawed, they never cried. They walk just fine, although funny. One of our cats, oh, my goodness. Joy was home alone, and we had just had the cat declaw. This was many years ago. She's home alone. It's dark, and she hears thud, 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 thud. One of the bandages was slightly shorter than the other one, and so the cat kind of dragged the other one, and it was just the weirdest sound of the middle of the night, and it absolutely freaked Joy out. But seriously, we never witnessed any pain. And animals respond to pain. They cry, they howl, they grimace. We've had pets, well, both of us, Joy and I have had pets our entire lives before we got married, while we've been married. And so here is this Democrat, cat declawing is a horrific yet often practiced surgery that leads to a lifetime of pain and discomfort. There's no evidence for that at all. But I'll tell you what, abortion ends a life forever. The people of New York, the legislators in New York, the governor of New York has some really bizarre priorities.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.